This is the BBC News with Nick Kelly. Much of the US federal government will remain shut down at the start of the new working week after the Senate postponed a vote on a budget measure to reopen it for business. The vote is now expected at midday on Monday. David Willis is in Washington.
Non-essential government staff here face being told to go home. Essential staff, including the military, prison service, they will continue to operate as normal. We're starting to see some signs of this coming into effect. The iconic Statue of Liberty was closed over the weekend. It was the closure of national parks and monuments that particularly irked people back in 2013 when the last government shutdown took place here. That was one that lasted 16 days, actually, said to 800,000 government workers being placed on temporary leave.
A court in Vietnam has sent a former member of the Communist Party Politburo to prison for economic mismanagement. Dinh La Thanh is a former chairman of the state oil company Petro Vietnam. Jonathan Head reports.
Ever since a conservative faction of the Communist Party gained control of the Politburo at the last party congress 2 years ago, it has pursued officials thought to have become unusually wealthy during the decade-long tenure of ousted Prime Minister Nguyen Tan Dung. Dinh La Thanh has been given a 13-year prison sentence. He's the most senior official so far to be caught up in the anti-corruption sweep. Widely publicised, the trial offered Vietnamese people the spectacle of once untouchable figures weeping and pleading for leniency.
Turkey's state news agency says the army captured several villages in northwest Syria on Sunday, on the first day of its ground offensive against the Kurdish militia group, the YPG. It said troops met no resistance as they moved into the Afrin region. The YPG said it had repelled the Turkish advance in heavy fighting. The United States has urged Turkey to limit the duration and scope of the operation against the Kurdish fighters, who have been key US allies in the fight against the Islamic State group. This is the world news from the BBC.